welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host, and thank you guys once again for tuning in to the new 2019 season. I can't believe we're kicking off another year. I'm so excited, and thank you for being patient with me while I regrouped. I've been in a phase of creativity and finding my authentic voice, what I want to speak about, think about, and share with you guys. So thank you for being patient. Thank you for continuing to tune in. I think we are in every country in the world at this point. So all of you out there that are committed to living a life that is not just successful, but is also authentic, that speaks to you, where you're finding your deepest truths, you're bringing those out into the world, who take that idea seriously. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that you continue to enjoy the show. Always interested in hearing from you. Send a note at lauracoe.com. I read all my emails, and I'm so excited to start this year off with the intersection, right, of success and authenticity, because that's what it's all about, figuring that out. What does that mean? Very, very, very confusing space to, I think, many of us. So what does it mean to have a success in our life? What does it mean to say we want to find something authentic, right? So many clients come to me on a regular basis and they ask me the same question. I want something more, but I can't put my finger on it. I've interviewed hundreds of people at this point, and they talk about their path, their story to an authentic life. And so many of them say the same thing. There was something starting to stir within me that I couldn't deny. I needed something more. That's your authentic truth coming up, right? So as much success as you might have, and whatever that means to you, monetary success, impact, it's really not clear how we quantify exactly what it means to have full success in the world. It is something that is vaguely described to us. And so we keep chasing after this nebulous, intangible concept that most of us fail to find, because there is no top of the mountain. There's no moment that we get there. So how do we blend both our ability to find something that is successful, define what success means for us, and have it have this authentic sense? And what does that mean? What does it mean to have an authentic sense? Something that resonates within you, where you feel fulfilled, where it's somehow your truth. That's what this show has always been about. That's what we're going to continue to talk about. But I'm also really excited to take it to a new level, to really like go to a new space with this and think about what it means to access our truth, is really getting into ourself. And what do we mean by self? And how come we're in our own way? So a lot of exciting things that we're going to dive into this season. So many people call me on a regular basis and they ask me the same thing. I want more. I don't know how to go there. If that's you, if you're having that experience, if you feel as if you've had a certain amount of success, maybe it's just getting into a top college and you're starting off your career in a pedigree, a space, you feel good about where you are, but it doesn't feel right. Maybe you've had a decade or two under your belt in a career where you objectively can tell that you're doing well, but something just isn't sitting right with you. That means that you're struggling with this question, right? What does it mean to not just have success, but also include my own truth in that conversation, to include my voice? Because my version of what it means to have success and success with authenticity is not going to be yours. So it is so important to continue to investigate and find that truth. But for so many of us, this intangible, authentic self, it's elusive. It's so hard to talk about. My favorite line from T.S. Eliot, the still point in the turning world. The reason that line means so much to me is because he tries to put words to what it means to follow your truth, the still point, that part of you that is outside of language, that is you, but you can't point to it. He tries to give words to that with the still point in the turning world, but he says in the poem, I can't do better than that, because it's impossible to put words to this part of ourself. It's just our truth, and we know it when we get there. So here's an experiment I want to kick off the season for each and every one of you to try. Think about one thing that you know for sure. One thing. Maybe the love you have for one of your parents. Maybe it's the love you have for your child. Maybe for your spouse. Maybe you're doing something in your life that you're 100% sure that you're doing it and you want to be doing it. Whatever it is, maybe it's a pet that you're positive that you love. Maybe it's the support that you've gotten from somebody that you know is real and you can count on. Anything in your life that you can think about that you're 100% sure that it is working for you. When you think about it, when you think about, for me, the love I have for my son, if somebody were to say to me, well, how do you know? How do you know that you love your son? What is it? Explain that. I can't. I know. I could put words to it. I could try, but I will never come close to fully explaining why I love my son at the level I do. And I'm 100% sure that that's how I feel. It's a sense. It's a truth within me that I can't give more words. Yes, we get along and I love him and I've taken care of him and I'm a parent and I could give all sorts of explanations that make some sense, but they don't begin to really, really describe the true joy that I have because it's outside of words, but there is a feeling that comes with it. So think about that thing and then notice the clarity, the steel beam of truth that that holds for you in your body. If you're thinking about it and you just have that sense that you know for sure it's true, that's what we're looking for in our life. We're not just looking for it when we are thinking about a particular situation or person. We're trying to feel that way about every decision we make all day long, whether it's the coffee we're having or the friend that we're meeting or the event that we're going to, the career that we have. Whatever it is, each and every day, we want to feel that sense of clarity and purpose behind the things we do. Now, I know the very next thing everybody's going to say, but that's not real life. I have to pay the bills. I can't necessarily feel good about everything I have to do. Some things I have to do and I don't have a choice. We may make a decision to not do the things that feel that clear to us. But if we do, we need to understand that that is an inauthentic decision. And when we act out of alignment, when we act without authenticity, we are not going to have lives that feel good. We are not going to be as happy. I can't tell you how many people have come to me and they push back on this point. They can't design a life that is that clear all the time, but I've done this over and over and over, guys. It really is possible. And it doesn't matter whether you have several million dollars in the bank or you have to go to a job that you don't care about and that's how you pay your bills. There is a way to feel aligned in your life if you start to do the work and you practice living authentically, looking for that level of singular clarity in each and every decision you make. And if you can't make a different decision, at least having the knowledge that you are making a decision out of alignment. So then when you don't feel happy, when you don't feel content in your life, you know why. It's not a mystery. So here's my question. Take a few days. That feeling you have, I tell my clients to label it green. That's simple. That clarity, that point of total certainty that you are 100% clear about whatever it is that you've chosen for me, my son, that's green. I labeled it green. Label it green. And notice how many times this week you have that level of clarity versus kind of in the middle, which we'll call yellow, orange-ish, leading towards red, where you're doing something that you absolutely don't want to do. It just goes against every grain, every bone in your body, right? That dread, that heaviness, the thing you don't want, right? So take a minute, imagine the situation that you just can't even get yourself to do. For me, it's going to events in like a big building out by an airport where there's thousands of people and there's no windows and I'm asked to spend an entire 12 hours without any, you know, fresh air or light and it's recirculated, right? Like that is just red for me. I don't enjoy it at all. So think of the thing that you just don't like to do. You drag your heels. That's red. Spend the week. Label. Don't think. Is it green? Is it orange? Is it yellow? Is it greenish, yellowish? If you can just even figure out which ones are green and which ones are red. That's how we start the process to tapping into our authentic truth, to finding what works for us, not for other people, but what it is that we deeply feel in each and every moment. The goal is to have more and more and more green throughout your days. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoy this experiment. Send me a note. Tell me how it goes. If you're interested in coaching, you want to check it out, try it on my website. You can get a free phone call. We can chat about it. Thank you again for tuning in to the 2019 season. And I can't wait to share this time with you.